Today is Tuesday, August 13th. What to know today about new rules impacting legal immigrants, and we're talking about a potential cure for Ebola. Plus, what's next for Tumblr, Twitter, and Apple TV. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new rule from the Trump administration affects immigrants who are in the country legally. The Trump administration is about to make it harder for some legal immigrants to become permanent U.S. residents, aka get a green card. The Washington Post reports it mostly makes it harder for poor immigrants to get a green card, those who use public programs, think food stamps, Medicaid, and housing assistance. Keep in mind, in the past, immigrants have had to prove they can support themselves to some degree. But now there's a longer list of public programs that can disqualify them in their path to citizenship. The Trump administration says it will ensure people can support themselves before they become citizens, that it highlights personal responsibility. Essentially, people need to prove they won't be a burden to taxpayers or a so-called public charge. But critics say it's just a roundabout way to get rid of immigrants. They say the rule change will mean hundreds of thousands of people will stop using the public benefits they're legally entitled to out of fear. And some argue those benefits are what will help people through difficult times so they can eventually go out on their own and live the American dream. Either way, this change is set to take effect October 15th, although it'll likely be challenged in court. Another rule change to tell you about. This one means major changes to the Endangered Species Act. The New York Times reports starting next month, and for the first time, regulators will now factor in how much it costs to protect a species when deciding if it should be protected. The change will also limit how much officials can factor in the effects of climate change. The Trump administration says this will update the Endangered Species Act to make it more transparent and efficient and be less of a burden on landowners. But outspoken critics include environmental groups who call it a reckless change to a landmark law. The Endangered Species Act is given credit for saving iconic species like the bald eagle and grizzly bear. This, too, will likely be challenged in court. Protests in Hong Kong are moving from the streets to the airport. The Wall Street Journal reports thousands of protesters shut down the airport yesterday, meaning nearly 200 flights were canceled. And that's a pretty big deal since Hong Kong has one of the world's largest airports and is known as the Asian financial hub. And protesters will likely be back again today, causing more trouble for travelers. They're targeting the airport on purpose, hoping to draw even more international attention. Remember, protests have been going on in Hong Kong for 10 weeks now. They started over a now suspended bill that would send suspected criminals to mainland China to stand trial, even though Hong Kong has its own government and justice system. That bill was taken off the table, but now, NBC News reports, people are protesting because of alleged police brutality and because they're not happy with the government in Hong Kong. Well, mainland China is watching this closely. One official in Beijing even said the protests are starting to show signs of terrorism and needs to be stopped by any means, even force. Researchers are getting closer to a cure for Ebola. The Guardian reports they're testing experimental drugs on patients with Ebola in Congo, and two of those drugs seem to be working. In fact, they're working so well that researchers decided to stop a major study and just start offering these drugs to more people. Both drugs use antibodies to block the virus. Remember, the Democratic Republic of Congo is dealing with a major Ebola outbreak. Nearly 2,000 people have died there in the last year. But these early results are promising. Doctors say 90% of patients will leave the treatment center, quote, completely cured. Much more news ahead, but let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit that lets you get easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door, and all you have to do is cook and enjoy. I do a lot of work in the evenings to prepare for this show, so dinner can feel like one more thing on that to-do list. Not with HelloFresh, though. Say goodbye to endless planning and grocery store trips, as well as unhealthy takeout food all the time. HelloFresh has you covered. I love that it allows me to feel sort of like a pro in the kitchen, when normally, let's just say, that's not the case. In fact, my husband and I usually make the meals together, and HelloFresh really lets us enjoy the process of cooking. Each impressive meal only takes about 30 minutes, and you can change your delivery days, your food preferences, and even skip a week whenever you need. We recently made chicken cheddar fajitas with bell pepper and homemade lime crema. So good. And you can get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter newsworthy80. Again, get $80 off at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter that code newsworthy80. Now back to the news. Remember Tumblr? It used to be a popular social network. In fact, it sold to Yahoo for more than $1 billion in 2013. But it seems it's gone downhill from there. This time, Axios reports the blogging site Tumblr sold for less than $20 million. Tumblr is a free service that hosts millions of blogs where users can upload photos and art and follow other blogs. Well, Verizon, who owns Tumblr these days, will now sell it to the company that owns a different blogging and publishing site, WordPress.com. So it seems Tumblr is here to stay for now, even with a different owner. Twitter is testing a feature to let you subscribe to a Twitter conversation. It means it's supposed to be easier to keep track of what happens with a particularly interesting or maybe even controversial tweet. The Verge says you can be notified of all the replies to a tweet or choose only the top replies. Twitter says the goal is to make Twitter more personal and help you see how other people are chiming in on a topic, though critics worry it doesn't do much to address the ongoing problem of harassment on the platform. For now, it's just a test. We'll see if it's rolled out to everyone. Nike is the latest to step into the subscription service game. Business Insider reports it's launching a subscription program for kids' sneakers called Nike Adventure Club. Of course, kids will not be able to sign up for it. It's targeted at parents who are buying shoes for their children. Basically, they choose from three different options, and shoes would be sent monthly, bi-monthly, or on a quarterly basis. Once a child outgrows a pair of sneakers, parents can send them back and choose a replacement pair in a bigger size. Engadget says Nike will donate or recycle the shoes you return. And this could be just the beginning. Nike is reportedly working on a service for runners who wear out sneakers quickly. Apple has now released the first trailer for its original series, The Morning Show, with some big names and a lot of drama. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell will star in the series, and the new teaser makes it seem like it'll be a heavy take on what it's like to do morning news on TV. It'll stream exclusively on the upcoming Apple TV Plus. We still don't know how much that video streaming service will cost, but more details are expected soon. Both Apple TV Plus and the new series are expected to launch this fall. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and thanks for sharing the show. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just look for the links and sources in today's description in your podcast app, or click episodes on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.